KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your community window here on KSTP. Starting with job openings, the QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, and an administrative assistant. The Palos Harbor Tribe of Sandpoint is hiring a tribal environmental coordinator. The City of Sandpoint is hiring a part-time Pull-Tab sales assistant and a mechanic. The King Cove Department of Public and Safety is looking to hire a certified police officer. Interested applicants can contact the King Cove PD at 907-497-2210. APIA is hiring a lead Head Start teacher in King Cove and an ICWA worker here in Sandpoint. EATS is hiring a behavioral health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They are also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for False Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Sounds wild.
Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
My friend and I are at the beach on a breezy spring morning, up in the grass above the high tide line, watching small groups of sandpipers and shorebirds running and feeding out by the water. The tide is creeping up the wide open expanse of sand, and scanning the beach with binoculars, we see a variety of birds foraging. We see bigger birds with long legs furthest out, wading belly deep in the rising water and stopping to probe the submerged sand with long, slender pointed beaks. These are godwits. I focus one, trailing behind the others, submerging his whole head and long bill to probe for prey. A flock of medium-sized sandpipers is foraging right at the tide line, where the water creeps up the beach, probing in the damp sand for small mollusks. These are red knots, my friend says, a flock of ruddy turnstones. Shorebirds with relatively short legs and stubby bills is closest to us, working the cast seaweed at yesterday's high tide line. Turnstones are aptly named for their foraging technique of flipping over stones and seaweed on the shore to look for small invertebrates. Many of these shorebirds are migrating through this area of coastline, headed to their breeding grounds further north. Since different species use different feeding strategies for prey, they minimize direct competition for available food. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
You're listening to Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. The federal agencies issuing key permits and approvals for the Donlin Gold Mine in southwest Alaska need to reevaluate the potential for a large spill of mine waste, according to a federal judge's decision Tuesday in an ongoing lawsuit. But as KYUK's Sage Smiley reports, the judge didn't throw out the permits and approvals entirely.
Bethel's tribal government and five other tribes from the Kuskokwim Delta sued the federal government in 2023, arguing the environmental underpinning of Donlin Gold's permits was faulty. In her initial decision in the case last September, U.S. District Court Judge Sharon Gleason rejected some of the tribe's claims, but Gleason agreed that federal agencies hadn't fully considered the potential that a dam to hold mining waste, called a tailings dam, could fail. A tailings dam failure could send hundreds of thousands of gallons of toxic waste into Crooked Creek and the nearby Kuskokwim River, endangering fish and animals in the area and impacting livelihoods and subsistence activities. The federal agencies considered a 0.5% spill from the tailings dam in their initial analysis, when recent failures of tailings dams elsewhere in the world have discharged much more than that. The tribes, federal defendants, and interveners, including the state of Alaska and regional Alaska Native Corporation Chelista, were then tasked with presenting solutions. The tribes, represented by environmental law organization Earth Justice, argued the court should strike down the mine's water permit, a right-of-way for a proposed gas pipeline that would power the mine, and a joint approval for the project issued by the Army Corps of Engineers and the Bureau of Land Management. Lawyers for the federal agencies and interveners argued for a less drastic approach. In her final decision issued Tuesday, Judge Gleason agreed with the feds. Gleason also noted the defendant's argument that vacating the permits could cause significant regulatory confusion and potential economic loss. The Army Corps and Bureau of Land Management will have to provide updates to the court every 6 months, but there isn't a deadline for when the new environmental analysis has to be finished. In Bethel, I'm Sage Smiley.
Denali saw its second death of this year's climbing season Tuesday after a skier was caught in a high-altitude avalanche. Park officials say 29-year-old Nicholas Vizzini was descending with a snowboarder down the mountain's west buttress route. At about 6:15 p.m. Tuesday, they triggered an avalanche that swept him up and ran about 1,500 feet. Two nearby rangers responded almost immediately and located Vizzini's avalanche beacon. They uncovered him and provided CPR for 40 minutes, but he had suffered traumatic injuries and died. Vizzini's body was sent to the state medical examiner's office, according to park officials. The snowboarder suffered minor injuries and was being flown from the mountain Wednesday. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by your local public radio station.
The greatest compliment to a public media station is when a listener becomes a member. So do your part today by becoming a part of the team officially. Thank you for making a donation.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. This is NPR.
This is Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. U.S. senators have been meeting behind closed doors this week to hash out their version of the giant reconciliation bill the House passed last month. Proposed cuts to Medicaid have alarmed healthcare advocates, but the sprawling legislation would impose other spending cuts and policy changes that extend into dozens of industries. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin caught up with a few of the Alaskans who went to D.C. this week to advocate for lesser-known aspects of the bill.
The U.S. Capitol complex is crawling with citizen advocates these days. A cluster of anti-hunger champions were taking a breather in a stairwell of the Cannon House office building.
We have 500 advocates on the Hill today from almost every state in the nation, and we have 200 Hill meetings.
Sherry Andes of Massachusetts is with Bread for the World, just one of the groups meeting with Congress members and more often their staff, asking that they ditch the reconciliation bill or make big changes to it. Add to this mix Chase Christie from an Anchorage-based company called Alaska Solar and Josh Kraft, an energy consultant and project manager from Wasilla. They're advocating to keep renewable energy tax credits. They had an appointment with Alaska Congressman Nick Begich's office and were trying to find their way to room 153.
We got to go down. We're on the second floor.
Begich is a freshman Republican. He voted for the reconciliation bill and with it the cancellation of renewable energy credits that have boosted Christie and Kraft's industry. They say the credits have added hundreds of jobs and millions of investor dollars to Alaska. Christie says renewable energy shouldn't be caught in partisan politics.
Nobody from our contingency is saying solar only. We're saying solar and. Fill in the blank. Natural gas, oil, whatever, we're part of the energy solution for this country.
At stake are several kinds of tax credits. Some help homeowners install solar panels, heat pumps, and the like. Thousands of Alaskans have claimed them. Other credits give utilities incentives to install large-scale solar or wind generation. Eliminating the producer and investment tax credits would save about $200 billion over 10 years. The Congressional Budget Office estimates they've increased private investment in the renewables industry by about 30%. After meeting with a Begich staffer, Christie was optimistic that he had conveyed that the clean energy tax credits are about jobs and the economy, not politics. Another Alaskan on Capitol Hill advocating against the reconciliation bill is Lori Wolf, president of the 4-Acre Group. That's a nonprofit that supports other Alaska nonprofits. Wolf is focused on tax provisions in the bill that she says would suppress charitable contributions and philanthropy.
We're really trying to talk about the increased rate on net investments for private foundations, the limitation on itemized deductions, the business, unrelated business.
And Wolf is among many Alaskans asking the congressional delegation not to impose cuts on Medicaid.
Every rural, every urban healthcare system in Alaska relies on that, the equation of Medicaid, and you can't take that equation out and expect there to be healthcare for all Alaskans.
Republican leaders in Congress had hoped to pass the reconciliation bill by July 4, but Republican senators have been slow to reach agreement among themselves about the bill, projected to add $3 trillion to the deficit. Reporting from Capitol Hill, I'm Liz Ruskin.
This is Alaska Public Media.
And this is Big Wave Dave for KSDP Radio. We have Marshmello and the Jonas Brothers with Leave Before You Love Me. And then we have a piece by Zach Bryan. And after that, Oliver Anthony music with Rich Men North of Rich Men North of Richmond. That confused me for a minute. That's pretty funny. Anyway, here's Jonas Brothers.
I see you calling. I didn't want to leave you like that. It's 5 in the morning, yeah, yeah. 100 on the dash, 'cause my wheels are rolling. Ain't taking my foot off the gas. And it only took me one night to see the end in the line. Stepping deep in your eyes, eyes. Dancing on the edge, about to take it too far. It's messing with my head, how I'm messing up. If you wake up in your bed, alone in the dark, I'm sorry. Gotta leave before you love me. Hey, hey, leave before you love me. Hey, hey, leave before you love me. Train to the south side of Boston. You showed me where your old man stayed. Took 28 years of blood. I was lost in the field, loved on my own birthday. And I always felt like I was in between something like home and somewhere far away. But tonight on the west side in a bar out in Brooklyn,
Brooklyn, I saw tears outline your face. How lucky are we? It's been a hell of a week. We're all grown now. The smoke shaping out of your bloody teeth. We're home strong. Upstairs with the guitar I was given when I was barely 14. When did McGlinchey's get so crowded, and why are the crowds so damn great? I lost my mind on the streets of the city, and maybe I lost all hope too. Took 28 years of blood pumping through me get to this evening with you. How lucky are we? It's been a hell of a week, but we're all grown now. The smoke's seeping out of the bar down the street, but we're home somehow. To the south side of Boston, you showed me where your whole heart stayed. Took 28 years of blood pumping through me to feel loved on my own birthday.
I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away. Drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is. Living in the new world with an whole soul. These rich men know the rich men, Lord knows. Look out for miners, and not just miners on an island somewhere. Lord, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to eat, and the obese milk and welfare. Well, God, if you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds, taxes ought not to pay for your bags of fudge rounds. Young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground, 'cause all this damn country does is keep on kicking them down. Lord, it's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Richmond, you do, and then I don't think you know, but I know that you do, cause your dollar ain't fish, and it's taxed to no end, cause the rich men, north of rich men. Selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullish pay.
Now we have Morgan Wallen with Last Night, then Tim McGraw with It's a Business. It's a business doing pleasure. There it is. And Ashley Forrest with Pouring Over Me. Here's Morgan Wallen.
Last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. Told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night. I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I say shit I don't mean, but I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way. Break up. I see your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull her right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh, baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody. Baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. We said we had enough. I can't remember everything we said, but we said too much. I know you packed your and slammed the door right before you left. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way.
Where am I now? Oh, yeah, Tim McGraw.
I spent $1,500 on your damn dog's collar, put new spinners on your Escalade. I swear I almost started crying when you brought up fine diamonds. Lord, I'm spending more than I'm getting paid. You got more purses than Versace, got more rings than Liberace. Fill your closet full of fancy shoes. All my credit cards. Girl, you don't know what you're putting it through. It's a business doing pleasure. A business doing pleasure with you. You got me walking past the fellas, holding drinks with pink umbrellas on some island that I can't even spell. Then we slide over to Gucci right before we go for sushi. That's a version of my personal hell. Just been all day long trying on Louis Vuitton. There's a thousand things that I'd rather do. Well, my mom would be the sense.
glasses and she saw what I was spending on you. It's a business doing pleasure, a business doing pleasure with you. You're gonna break my bank before too long. I'm taking out a loan. Look, when you turn your kind of loving on, honey, I just can't say no. Pocket. Ain't no telling what you're gonna need next. I need to steal a Sherman tank just to break into a bank. I pray to God this song will be a success. All my buddies think it's funny, cause I'm spending all my money on some honey like there's something to prove. Cause for a little of your loving, there ain't nothing much that I wouldn't do. A business doing pleasure with you. No, 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 no. It's a business doing pleasure. A business doing pleasure with you.
Next year, we have 9:30, a couple seconds away. We have Anders Osborne with When Will I See You Again? And Dan and Shay with I Should Probably Go to Bed. After that, Shadaisy with I Will But.
Mm-hmm. Back in town, in a crowd of strangers and lovers. Someone told me that you were coming, so I should probably go to bed. I should probably turn off my phone.
should quit while I'm ahead. I should probably leave you alone. Cause I know in the morning I'll be calling, saying sorry for the things I said. So I should probably go to bed, so I don't undo the God over you that it took so long to find. Cause all it would take is seeing your face and not forget. I should probably go to bed. I should probably turn off my phone. I should quit while I'm ahead. I should probably leave you alone. Cause I know in the morning I'll be calling, saying sorry for the things I said. So I should probably go to bed before I question my decision. Is it love? I know it isn't. Now I'm all up in my head again. Cause I know I don't have the self-control to walk away if you're walking. Told me that you were coming, so I should probably go to bed.
I won't be bored.
I will.
little Jake Owens coming next with us, and that's Fight Second Ride. 8 Second Ride, that's what it is. Boy, I used to be able to read. Coming up next, after that, we have Gretchen Wilson with Work Hard, Play Harder. And then a little Brent Anderson with Amy's Song coming right at you.
Said, hey girl, what's your name? Haven't I seen you before? I recognize them dark green eyes when you walk through the door. Are you alone or are you with someone? She said, a matter of fact, I'm not. So I took her hand, that's when it all began, and we headed towards the parking lot. And she said, hey boy, do you mind taking me home tonight? Boy, with tires on his truck this high. I said, climb on up, but honey, watch the cup where I've been spitting my dip tonight. And hold on tight, cause it's gonna be wilder than any 8 second ride. We went riding around, rocking to the sound of a country boy can survive. I knew then she was my kind of girl, cause she was singing every single line. And she slid on over, put my hand on her shoulder, and I asked her what she wanted to do. She said, it really don't matter where we go, just as long as I'm riding with you. She said, hey boy, do you mind taking me home tonight? Cause I ain't ever seen a country boy with tires on his truck this high. I said, well, climb on up, but honey, watch the cup where I've been spitting my dip tonight. And hold on tight, cause it's gonna be wilder than any 8 second ride. So we headed out to Old Tobacco Road. Put the tailgate down, we made love. She said, true country boys hard to find. But I found one wilder. She said, hey boy, do you mind taking me home tonight? Cause I ain't never seen a country boy with tires on his truck this high. I said, well, climb on up, but honey, watch the cup where I've been spitting my dip tonight. And hold on tight, cause it's gonna be wilder than any 8 second ride. Yeah, hold on tight, cause it's gonna be wilder than any 8 second ride. Right.
Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Sandpoint and King Cove. GCI offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and pricing as in Anchorage. More information is available at gci.com/internet.
Standing by the bar at the club, we were playing half an hour before the show. I couldn't stop staring, so finally I decided to say hello. She'd never seen the band, but she was a fan. She'd heard a couple of songs online. We sat there talking till the club filled up and it was showtime. I said, I didn't catch your name. She said, Amy. I said, will I see you after the show? She said, maybe. And all night I tried to look out at that crowd and find you, but those lights were so damn bright up there. So I said, we got time for one more song. You all know it's a sing-along. Gonna send it out to a girl, I hope she's still here. And I say, Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I. Like her, the best you can hope to do is date her off and on. You think it's going great and you turn around one day and she'll be gone. She's beautiful and sweet and complicated. She'll break my heart and then she'll show up where I'm. Those lights were so damn bright up there. So I say, we got time for one more song. You all know it's a sing-along. Gonna send it out to a girl, I hope she's here. And I say, Amy, what you wanna do?
Take us to the top of the hour, we have Bill Gentry with a piece called 19, and then Billy Currington's funny song with Pretty Good at Drinking Beer.
Voted captain of his high school football team. Took us all the way to state, got a scholarship to play up in Tennessee. He could run, he could duck, he could throw, he could go like you've never seen. 19.
On the day those towers came down, his whole world turned around. He told them all, y'all, I can't play ball. There's a war on now. So he walked right down with a few good men and joined the Marines at 19. He's the boy next door. Might have carried your bags at the grocery store. Now he's somebody's son in a hole with a gun in some foreign land, trying to hold on to his American dreams. 19. There's a sniper out there in the dark somewhere and a soldier down. And we need someone who can run, who can duck, go get him out. Ain't there one good man who will raise his hand and take one for the team? How about you, 19? He's the boy next door. Used to carry your bags at the grocery store. Now he's somebody's son in a hole with a gun in some foreign land, trying to hold on to his American dream. Brought him home today with a big parade down on Main Street. He got a Purple Heart, a Silver Star, soldier gave a speech. Yeah, he could run, he could duck, he could throw. He's the one that rescued me. He could have played for Tennessee. Number 19. Was 19.
I wasn't born for digging deep holes. I'm not made for paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'm not the type to work in a bank. I'm no good at slapping on paint. Don't have a knack for making motors crank, no, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. Me one more, that's what I'm here for. I'm built for having a ball. I love the nightlife, I love my Bud Light. I like them cold and tall. I ain't much on mowing thick grass. I'm too slow for working too fast. I don't do windows, so honey, don't ask. But I'm pretty good at drinking beer. A go-getter, well maybe I'm not. I'm not known for doing a lot. But I do my best work when the weather's hot, hot. I'm pretty good at drinking beer. So hand me one more, that's what I'm here for. I'm built for having a ball. Life. I love my Bud Light. I like them cold and tall. I wasn't born for digging deep holes. I'm not made for paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'll hand me one more, boys.
that's what I'm here for.